Welcome to FAO for the open session of the International Conference on Forest for Food Security and Nutrition. Your presence here today shows the importance of forest and woodlands in addressing food security, hunger, and malnutrition. It also shows that the challenge we face today require us to work together with partners. Alone, nobody will be able to end hunger, nor poverty. This needs to be a joint effort of government, civil society, and private sector with the assistance of international agents. In the last decade, we have made progress in the fight against hunger. However, we have a long way to go. Today, nearly 870 million people are still undernourished, even though the world produces enough food for all. So the main cause of hunger today is not the lack of production anymore, but the lack of access. Many people do not have the resources they need to produce or the money to buy the food they need. FAO has presented a reviewed strategic framework and in changing the way it works to contribute more significantly to hunger-free and sustainable world. We are proposing a program of work based on five strategic objectives. Let me list them. First, ending hunger and malnutrition. Second, producing and managing natural resources in a sustainable way. Third, reduce rural poverty. Fourth, improving food system and their fairness. And fifth, increase resilience. As we saw of FAO's department and office, the Forest Department, headed by Mr. Rojas, is fully engaged in this process and committed to work as one FAO in these five new cross-cutting strategic objectives. I am confident that this proposal will receive the support of members in FAO next conference, next June. In this framework, sustainable and inclusive management of the world's natural resource is fundamental, and this naturally includes the wise management of world's forest and fair access to its benefit. The link between food security and sustainability was clear in the message that came out in the Rio Plus 20 conference. We will not reach the future we want if millions of people are left behind, suffering from hunger and living in extreme poverty. This idea was also emphasized in the Zero Hunger Challenge launched by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon at the Rio Plus 20 conference. For those of you who are not familiar with this challenge, its five elements are: first, access to adequate food all year round; second, zero stunted children under 2 years of age; third, all food systems are sustainable; fourth, 100% increase in smallholder productivity in entire income; and fifth, zero loss of waste of food. Ladies and gentlemen, as long as we can remember, forests have helped us to live better lives. They help to build resilience and create the conditions to support food security and improve nutrition. Forests, trees on farms, and agroforest systems contribute to the livelihoods of more than 1 billion people, including many of the world's neediest people who live in and around the forests. Forests provide protein. They provide fuel for cooking, fodder for animals. They protect the ecosystem, and they provide income. Forests are a source of life, but they do not always get the respect they deserve. The world's population is growing. Our need for food and employment is growing also, but our forests and woodlands have been paying the price. FAO surveys show that in the last decade, about 13 million hectares of forest were converted to other uses annually, most agriculture, or lost through natural causes. That is lower than the rate in the previous decade, but is still very high. Then there is climate change, and then other external pressures which affect the health of trees and wildlife, the quality of soil, and the quality of water. Ultimately, the most vulnerable people are the first to feel the consequence. Country institutions, communities need to work together to improve the relationship that we have with forests and with the people whose lives are most closely connected to the use and management of this natural resource. Our challenge is to address this need with forest-related activity and policies that are sustainable and inclusive. The crucial contributions that forests, tree, and farms and agroforestry system make to the food security and nutrition are not sufficiently recognized. They are rarely considered in food system and land use policies. Often, rural people do not have secure access, rights to forest and trees that they are part of their daily lives, which puts their food security always in danger. This is one reason why FAO started the process to develop the voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure of land, fisheries, and forests in the context of national food security. These voluntary guidelines were endorsed last year by the Committee on World Food Security after 3 years of international discussion until we reach this consensus building. They specifically address the issues of forests in recognition of their importance to food security. Now, it's up to governments to implement them. Thanks to voluntary contribution from partners such as the European Union, Switzerland, and Belgium, FAO is already supporting countries in Africa and Asia that have asked for assistance how to implement this process. FAO is also working to improve access to forest-based nutrition, incomes, and forest management. We have projects that help people improve nutrition with foods from the forest, like leaves, seeds, honey, mushrooms, animals, and insects. For example, with the support of the government of Finland, we are using our technical expertise to help boost forest management skills in Vietnam. In countries like Guatemala, Nepal, and Sierra Leone, FAO is working with the support of the European Union to protect forest resources by supporting improved timber monitoring and traceability, forest administration, and service. we have drawn up a global plan for action for the conservation, sustainable use, and development of forest genetic resources, which is now set for final approval by our FAO conference next month. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my hope that the statement coming out of this conference will help us to develop more effective land use, natural resource, and agriculture policies. And I am confident that the ideas exchanged during this event will be an inspiration for all of us and help us to make decisions that will lead to improvements in food security and nutrition for all.